9 minutes to 8. Let's get the news headlines from Brian Jennings.
Thank you, Mary. Today is the last day of campaigning before the US presidential and congressional elections. The two main White House candidates, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, are concentrating their final efforts in the northeastern swing states such as Michigan and Pennsylvania. Sinn Féin has suspended one of its Belfast councillors following an allegation he exchanged inappropriate messages with a minor. The party's national chairperson, Declan Kearney, said he had told the chief executive of Belfast City Council that Councillor J.J. McGee has been removed from the party without prejudice. In a statement, Mr. McGee rejected the allegations, claiming the complaint was malicious. A man will appear in court later following an alleged assault on the Green Party leader, Roger Gorman. The incident is reported to have happened when the government minister was out canvassing in his Dublin constituency on Saturday. A man aged in his 30s was arrested by Gardaí and charged. There have been further storms and more rain in parts of Spain as rescue workers and the victims of last week's deadly floods face increasing difficulties. The Spanish Civil Guard has said it has deployed more staff while police are using search dogs and drones to help locate people who may have been trapped in hard-to-reach areas. Traffic restrictions and school closures have been extended in the Valencia region as the clean-up continues. There are still no official figures about the numbers of people who remain unaccounted for. Now, the weather forecast, mainly dry and cloudy, some patchy drizzle and mist are possible, and maybe some brighter intervals. Highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees, light to moderate southeasterly winds.
Brian, thank you. 7:33. Gail Conway's here with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Ryanair has released its first half-year results this morning, saying after-tax profit fell to €1.7 billion, 18% lower than the previous first half-year of €2.18 billion. Strong growth traffic, which was up 9% to 115 million customers, was offset by lower airfares, which declined 7% in the second quarter. The airline said average fares in the current quarter would be only modestly lower than the same period last year. It also said it would trim passenger growth targets by 5 million to reflect delivery delays from Boeing. 8 in 10 Irish businesses reported an increased focus on sustainability in the past year, a 19% increase from the last survey in 2022. The findings in the latest EY Ireland's State of Sustainability report suggest progress is being made. Nearly three quarters of respondents rate their efforts on sustainability as established or better, and 15% consider their efforts industry leading. Tesco Ireland has announced plans to create almost 1,200 temporary seasonal jobs ahead of the busy Christmas period. The roles include 256 jobs in Dublin, with the rest nationwide across its Extra and Superstores. Recruitment's now live, with the jobs kicking off towards the end of the month. Finally, for now, the currencies, where 1 euro buys you $1.09 and 83.9 pence sterling.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with Hyundai. The exciting new lineup for 251 is here. See it at Hyundai.ie.
With your traffic and travel news, I'm Louise Herity. In Dublin, on the M50, it's heavy southbound from the M1 interchange to Junction 6, Blanchardstown. In Kildare, the N7 eastbound has a delay between Junction 9, Naas North and Junction 5, Athgo. And in Cork, the lower Glanmire Road inbound is congested approaching the North Ring Road Junction, and traffic is backed up on the N25 westbound approaching Lakeview roundabout in Middleton. In Limerick, finally, St Nessins Road southbound is busy between Ballykeith roundabout and University Hospital Limerick. That's your latest traffic update.
As a manager, I make sure my business runs to the highest standards. But that's only half the story, because as an employer, I need to be sure that my company pension scheme complies to the highest standards too.
If you provide a pension scheme, check with your trustees to ensure it complies to new high standards of management and governance. Get the full picture at pensionsauthority.ie.
Looking for a great way to reward and thank your hardworking team this Christmas? Choose a gift that gives back. With the Dunstores gift card, the more you gift, the more you save with a tax-free allowance of up to €1,000. Think instant gifting, instant delivery with an e-gift card your employees can use across all our departments, in-store and online. The Dunstores gift card. Perfect for everyone. Terms and conditions apply.
RTE Radio 1.
The acclaimed National Theatre production of War Horse returns to Dublin. This five-star smash hit brings astonishing life-size puppets to breathing, galloping, charging life on stage. Experience the global phenomenon, War Horse, at Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from January 29th until February 1st for six performances only. Tickets available now. BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie.
Entertainment updates on RTE Radio 1.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a very good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Mary. Well, two very big games in the Premier League yesterday. Manchester United and Chelsea played out a 1-1 draw, and Tottenham, with an absolutely terrific performance from them, came from a goal down to beat Aston Villa 4-1. Spurs seventh, but they're just outside the top four, just actually right behind Villa, who've been going really well this season. Manchester United are up one place, 13th. Their new head coach, Ruben Amorim, has a massive job on his hands there when he takes over this day week, actually. Interim boss Ruud van Nistelrooy has once again voiced his hopes that he'll continue to work with the club as assistant manager when the new man comes in.
I do. Every second of it, every minute of it, because I've got very clear why I'm here. I want to help Manchester United further, and in any capacity. So I did it as an assistant of Eric. It's very sad to see him go. And now in this spell as interim, and then going back as assistant and supporting the new head coach with everything I have. And that's the most important thing.
So in saying that, are you saying that you are staying on under the new regime?
No, we have to see, of course. There hasn't been any contact yet. I'm focusing on the next two games. And after the Leicester game, he will start, and of course, conversation will take place, I think.
Yeah, he's certainly pushing hard for that job, isn't he? We will wait and see. Should know inside the next week. New Zealand will be without Beauden Barrett and Cody Taylor for Friday's meeting against Ireland in Dublin, both recovering from concussion injuries. The Irish squad are in Portugal, where they're continuing their training camp. We'll be hearing from that camp a little bit later on in the programme. Peter O'Mahony has joined the group after getting some game time in Munster's loss to a New Zealand selection over the weekend. He's recovered from a hamstring injury, and good to see him back out on the field as well. It was another busy weekend on the club front. Ballygunner beat Doon in the Munster Hurling Championship. St Martins are the Wexford champions. Naas met at a hurling and football double in Kildare. In Gaelic football, wins for St Lomans, RD and Tinahili in the Leinster Championship. Coolerairis Strand Hill are the Sligo football champions, and the Limerick title was won by Adair. But let's get some reaction from that nail-biting encounter in Limerick. Doon, a team who won their first county title last week, made Ballygunner work all the way, and only for the goalkeeper Stephen O'Keefe, this could well have been a very different result. He pulled off two great saves. One in particular was of the highest standard. He spoke to Marty Morrissey after the game and ruled out once again any talk of returning to the Waterford panel.
I think, you know, Doon had a county final last week and, you know, deservedly celebrated that. So they came in with, you know, not much preparation time. I think on the other side, maybe we came in with a little bit too much preparation time.
9 weeks was a long time.
9 weeks was a long time. But to be fair, now, the management team, you know, they have us well drilled. You know, they leave us off for 2 or 3 weeks and then we get back into, you know, some hard training, you know, physical training. And they have us right, in fairness, for the day, you know. I think Doon brought a level of work rate that, you know, we haven't seen in the Waterford Championship yet. And, you know, we struggled to cope with that for long periods. I think we went in, was it 3-4 points down, I think, you know. And I think they were full value for it. You know, I think our full forward line, while they worked very, very hard, they, you know, it was hard to get much change out of them. Because, you know, I think one of their players, Ryan, I think, you know, slotted back very well at times and created, you know, a plus one. And, you know, it's very, very difficult to create goal chances. And in fairness to them, they were tracking the runners all over the place, and they were winning a lot of ruck ball. And, you know, they outworked us, and, you know, they outscored us in the first half, fair and square. And, you know, it was you know, nervy times at half time, definitely.
Would you or could you be enticed back to the Waterford scene? Considering what I saw today.
No, I don't think I'm at that level. I know I made a save or two today, and I was lucky to do it, but I don't think I'm at that level anymore.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. Still only 33. I'd say Waterford fans would love to see him back in that county jersey. Absolutely terrific form again from him yesterday. In golf, Conor Purcell has secured his tour card for next year's DP World Tour after a tie for 23rd on the Challenge Tour Grand Final in Mallorca. He was actually in the running to win that series outright, but finished 6th overall. The top 22 there get their cards for next year. Leona Maguire tied 70th at the Japan Classic. Some history made in the NFL last night. Jude McAtamney from Derry started for the New York Giants, and the place kicker became the first Irishman in 39 years to score in the NFL. Only seems like a couple of years ago he was playing under 20 Gaelic football for Derry, but well done to him. I know there's a great excitement in Derry about that at the moment. Max Verstappen closing in on a fourth world title after his win in the Sao Paulo Grand Prix yesterday. Very difficult conditions, very wet track, rain for most of it. Started from 17th on the grid and still managed to win it. His nearest challenger, Lando Norris, finished 6th. He's now 62 points adrift off the leader with 86 points to play for over the next three races. And at this stage, it's looking very likely Max Verstappen will be champion again. And finally, Irish sport has lost one of its greatest ever riders following the passing of Captain Con Power at the age of 71. He was part of the famous three-in-a-row Aga Khan team at the Dublin Horse Show between 1977 and 79.
Darren, thank you. 7:43.